Hey, this is Brian Jum. Welcome to the SAI Million Dollar PDR Podcast. We go over actionable tips that have served my business well over the last 30 years, and hopefully they'll be beneficial to you too.
What's going on, everybody? It's Brian Jum. Yeah, I know. I'm a day late and a little more than a dollar short. How you been? How was your weekend? Hopefully better than ours. In a sense, ours was good, but it could have been better. And, oof. Let's do a quick recap of last week. We'll get into the weekend, and then we'll, as always, give some actionable tips and juicy bits that you can lay down on your business front line to add water and miracle grow and watch some seedlings sprout in the form of dollars. So, week recap. It was a good week. Had a lot of steady business, a lot of nice people, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Didn't have any big smashes this week, unfortunately. A lot of door dings, mid-sized stuff, a lot of push to painters, you know. A lot of bump work, a lot of paint work. I don't know. Economy's kind of weird. I've heard a lot of people say that we're in a recession right now. A lot of things are pointing to that. So, and I think it might be true. I think our volume of estimates is down maybe 15%. Our close rates are maybe just a hint down 5 or 10%. But then again, we're doing demand-based pricing right now. I think I talked about that a couple episodes ago. What does that mean, Brian? I'll tell you. It means basically if our calendar's full or near full, the price goes up. If we're slow, the price goes down. So what that means for customers, if you don't mind waiting and you can keep checking in, you know, you might get yourself a better price. But a lot of people don't want to wait. And it's not that big of a flux, right, of a change. So, but it seems to work. So, and it's not so much for PDR. PDR pretty much hold a pretty steady line on. It's more of the bumper work, really, is what it is. The big smashes, we're always within, you know, $100 or so, you know. So, but so far, so good. And there's even other businesses, even, what was it, Wendy's or Burger King are talking about in 2025 employing demand-based pricing. When there's lines, price goes up. When it's dead, price goes down. I don't know. I think it's kind of smart, but what do I know? At the end of the day, test it, iterate, measure, and then you'll have your answer, right? Okay, so anyway, good week. We're in growth mode right now. I have these kind of seasons of my business and life for that matter. And I take some time off to recharge my batteries, meaning I still work, I still show up, but I become more of a worker than an owner. And it's okay to take some time off. We press so hard sometimes, but I'm back in the driver's seat again. And I do this consistently, periodically throughout the years. You know, maybe a month on, a week off, a month on, a week, kind of that kind of systematic pendulum, if you will. So right now we're at it. We're on the month on right now. So I'm gonna probably actually be bringing some people in to help. I really want to push this thing and really get rocking. And I'm gonna Edison it. In other words, if I have 995 failures with my filament and 2 or 3 out of the 1,000 hit, then I consider that I don't mind failure. You know, catastrophic failure. Yeah, I kind of mind that. So I got to limit my bets, but you know, and then try to cover them a little bit. So anywho, we'll get more into that. But anyway, basically right now, what am I within that? I'm trying to own my 2 miles. I want to be like the dude within 2 miles of a radius from where I sit. Then probably 4 and then probably 5. Once we hit 5, then I'll go like micro regional. In other words, areas, pockets of areas where I know that there's big money and it's our customers are swimming in the koi pond, you know, and then I'm going to start sprinkling in some koi fish food and hopefully they'll bite. And we're going at this in a systematic offline-online approach. So it's not just online. Online's easier, believe me. Believe me, offline is, in 2024, it's a whole different game. But anyway, we'll get into that more. I'll circle back, I promise, because there's going to be some good little juicy bits in that as well. Today's topic is AI. How can it help your business grow? We've talked a little bit about it, but I'm gonna kind of break it down. I think I've got about 11 actionable ideas that you can leverage AI, artificial intelligence, for those of you that are locked in a closet and don't know the computer internet revolution that's right in front of your eyes right now. Billions upon billions, maybe more, maybe trillions, right, of change and opportunities. You know, fortunes are being won and lost right now in the new gold rush of the internet with AI. So anyway, MSU, this is the weekend I'm going to hit real quick. And then if you don't want to hear about baseball, just fast forward for the next 2 minutes. MSU stands for Mississippi State University. For those of you that aren't from that part of the world, incredible university, real pretty, in the middle of kind of the sticks, Starkville. Very nice people, very nice roads. Yeah, they've got a little bit of some ghetto-ness. The town's kind of going through a revival. Old school brick, you know, kind of in steel, but mostly brick buildings. A lot of vacancies. You could tell it's kind of in an economic blight. They're trying to turn around. I see construction going on. I just don't know what, aside from the students, is going to support it, though. It looks to be low income. I mean, I would guess 30 to 60,000 a year might be the average individual income in Starkville. But nonetheless, the college town definitely the university definitely props it up. Why were we there? Well, my youngest son, if you aren't a regular listener, is a baseball player on Louisiana State University, LSU, and they wrote it out for their first SEC opener. And it was not pretty. We kind of got our asses kicked. We thought we were the dudes. We were ranked second. We just came off World Series champions wins last year. So everybody's, you know, peacocking and pumping out their chest feathers and thinking, oh, we're the dudes. No. Our pitchers were probably some of the best in the nation. My son was included in that group. But all three of our starters did not have good outings. Friday night, we got beat 10-3. Our starter, who was SEC Pitcher of the Month, got kind of freaking ransacked. I think he gave up one or two bombs. I think maybe four earned runs. And then he got the hook. Maybe in the fourth or fifth inning, he survived, but not good. And our bats were non-existent. Like I said, it was a 10-3 showing. Saturday night, my son was out there. He could not locate. He had a physical thing going on, which is nothing serious. I'm not trying to make excuses for him, but he's better now. He has really bad allergies. So he took some things that unfortunately he didn't realize were make you really drowsy. So he gave up his first run on a wild pitch, and then he also gave up a bomb. A ball slipped out of his hand, and he hung it, a curveball. And so I think he gave up three or four earned. They won his game, luckily, 9-8 by the skin of their teeth. And then came back Sunday, and our other starter, who's excellent as well, didn't do bad, but he gave up a couple bombs himself, and we got run ruled 15-5, which is not good. This team has not lost at MSU since 2003. So over 20 years of owning that school. Take nothing away from that baseball team and coach. They are talented, and they kicked our ass. Tip your cap to them. We've got some work to do, folks. So that's it. This isn't a college baseball podcast. If it was, I would go deeper. Luckily, my son feels fine. He won't be taking any more drowsy medications for allergies. We've got some other stuff we're setting him up with. So hopefully he'll be a little more alert and not feel like he was walking through syrup, unfortunately, like last Saturday, which was a bummer. He was really bummed. He was just like, man, I feel like ass, you know. So anyway. So yeah, bigger, better, moving onward. We'll be back out there in Baton Rouge this next upcoming weekend. This is hopefully his last season before the draft, and they'll be playing Florida, who just came off a series win of an undefeated SEC team at Texas A&M. So it's going to be a freaking barn burner. And I just hope our boys play well, play to their abilities, and I think we'll be fine. But if we don't, So anyway, enough baseball. Thank you for placating me on that one. So AI, let's get after it. Artificial intelligence. What the hell is it? Google has their version of Gemini or BART. Microsoft has theirs, and it's on. They run it through Bing, and I forget what it's called. It's free. Gemini, I think, has a paid and free, and then there's ChatGPT. You probably heard of that. Paid and free, and there's a lot of others. There's special computer chips that make this possible. I mean, these are the coding and stuff is insane, but NVIDIA and these GPU chips, which I think are basically game chips, but I'm not a real computer hardware guy, so I can't say for certain. But I know the chips and the processing has made this all possible. And the faster the processing and the more information that these things can push out, the more powerful the information is that we can get, which is cool. So you know, on your computer, you can just type in questions, which are now called prompts. And if you ask the right questions, basically it's akin to a genie, right? You find a genie, you rub the lamp, and you got three questions. Well, you damn well got to ask the right questions. I mean, there's unlimited questions with these things, which is nice, but you'd be surprised how complicated it is to get the right answers out of these things, because they're computers and they don't think like humans. So even though you might tell it, hey, I want to know the best, you know, meal to serve on Thanksgiving for these kind of people at, you know, blah, 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 in this country, it'll give you ideas, but unless you really get hyper-specific on your prompts, you're probably going to get a lot of garbage you don't want as well. So it's so complicated to get the right question asked, to get the right answers, that there's these guys in these positions now called prompt engineers. It's crazy how you have to engineer the right, I mean, a question could be two paragraphs long. You know, ChatGPT, please tell me X, Y, Z and omit or leave out, you know, A, B, C, D, E, and F kind of thing, you know, and then all the while with touching on or expanding on, you know, and then you could still ask more questions about the answers and still try to distill it down more. So what am I saying? Brian, what are you saying? This is a service business, you know, podcast. You know, how's this going to help me? Well, if you have the most powerful computers and programming at your fingertips, yeah, that's like having a consultant at your fingertips. It really is. Or an advertising agency at your fingertips, or a pricing consultant. I mean, on and on and on. You know, oh, I need a new logo. I was going to go drop 10 grand, which is nothing nowadays. Logos could cost you 50 to 100 grand. Well, you can have a logo designed for free. You know, you just need to know how to tell these AI programs how to, you know, what you want. So it's crazy. And I'm getting better at it, and I don't put a lot of time on it, as you might imagine, but I've gotten a lot of great information so far. And I do recommend that you look into it. I think it, especially if you're trying to grow your business. If you're just trying to put it in cruise mode, no big deal. So we're going to go through 10 or 11 things that AI can help you out with your business. Number one, strategy. I probably like this one the most. For me, it's the most beneficial because I'm always like, hey, I've got 50,000 things that I know I could do. What's the levers? What's going to move my business the most, the quickest, the fastest, the easiest, the most advantageous? It's like chess moves. I could move my pawn, but maybe I should be moving my bishop. Maybe my queen should come out. What? You know, business is a chess game. That's a pretty good analogy if you think about it. So it's the same thing. So these AIs can if they have the right context, aka the right information, they can really help you with your chess moves. So from a strategy standpoint, you'd be surprised if you give it the right prompts, the information, it's going to help guide you. It's going to give you a little nudge. It's going to pick your ass up, put you in a nice little roller coaster chair and just skyrocket you out. So strategy, number one, it will help you decide and give you fresh ideas as well, and then tell you order of hierarchy, what should really be done first, what should be done last, on. Okay, so that's number one. Okay, ad copy. If you do, some people that are listening here don't do any advertising, and that's awesome. Some people don't need to. Hey, Brian, I have a retail facility, you know, for my business, and I'm parked on a major highway. I have all the fish that come into my net that I need every day. Good for you, Fisherman Joe. You know, you're lucky. I don't. You know, I'm parked in the back of an industrial complex. And even though I've got a lettered van out front that probably sees 500 cars go by a day, it's enough to bring me two or three fresh leads a week because I'm a niche business. You know, and if I was selling ice cream, I'd probably see more than two or three a week, you know, or something, a consumable that was much more popular. I'm not. It's unfortunate. So for ad copy, it will give me ideas and we can test. And using AI, if I say, I want to attract this, this, and this, my you know, my best avatar, my best customer, the one that has the money, the ones bringing you the right kind of cars, on, it will tell me how to craft ads and target them and keywords and everything appropriately, which I'm telling you right now, it's insane that this is basically like an ad agency, you know, if you think about it. But you have to ask the right questions, which is no small feat. I swear you not. No small feat. And I was going to say something, but I'm not going to say something about small feet. I got to edit sometimes. So just roll with me on that one. Okay, number two, content ideas. Maybe you want to be on social media and you want to use it as an extension of your online or your brochure. Hey, you want to find out more about my business? You're considering going to me instead of the local mobile dent guy or Caliber Collision or whatever? Go check out some content. You'll see some stories and some reviews of people like Ann Jackson with her Tesla that got a quote from the Tesla body shop for $8,000 and we fixed it for $1,500 in 2 days. You know, all with the same exact parts, same quality, just 10x faster and 1x the cost or something, right? Oh, wow. Okay. Or less than 1x, you know, a fraction. So, content ideas. And then how to edit that content. So, one piece of content could become 10. You see what I'm saying? So, and it can even post it for you if you really, you know, want to get out there and get some software, you know, not necessarily AI, but so number one, strategy. Number two, ad copy. Number three, content ideas. Okay. Number four, moving right along, pricing strategies. Maybe like we just talked about having demand-based pricing. Brian, did you get that from the AI, from the big AI machine in the sky? No, I didn't. But I got that actually from an article, because I was just researching pricing and trying to find out, you know, the best way to do what we're doing. On a side note, I was watching a quick video. Mike Toledo from Dent Time had a reflector board I think he's selling. And I think his price schematic, his matrix, started at $200 for dents, which I love, by the way. Kudos. I think we have inflation going on right now, folks. And with million-dollar houses everywhere being like the entry point in a lot of towns or cities, big cities, the days of $75 or $100 dents should be long gone. If it costs $600 and up to spot paint a door, why would anybody be doing $75 dents? Why not $300? Why not $500? You know, I mean, Jeremy out at... what is that? Not Adventure. What? Dent Precision. Alan Tallahassee had that consultant come out years ago. I talked about, and he, for quarter size dents, he was getting $400. And this is probably 10 years ago, because he would explain, just like many people thereafter him, some soon, some not so soon, me, figured out how to explain and educate the customers why we charge what we charge. And if it's the value's there, they'll move forward. If not, oh my God, I'm not going to spend $400 on a dent. I thought it was $10. Okay, I understand. And it's not always car-based. We've had a lot of nice cars walk on us. You know, I had an e-tron that said, oh my God, I can't believe it's this much. Yeah, it is. Had a Tesla not too long ago. Oh my God, you know, I would have done this for $100. Hit the back lift gate of his Model Y got smashed from a rocket softball from the men's league. Between two body lines, deep, pearl white. That paint would crack if anybody knew what they was doing. Oh, I'd pay $100 for that. I go, dude, you're looking like $575 for that dent on the cheap. Oh, it's not worth it to me. Well, it's nice meeting you. So, pricing strategies. And you can even go further and say, hey, you know, AI, help me shape or formulate my business in such a way that I'm not a commodity. How can I don't want to be like milk, water, gas, where it's really hard to differentiate. I want my business to be a non-commodity service, so people won't try to compare me to others because they'll realize I'm not comparable. And that's possible. It really is. And there's a lot of magic in what I just said right there. If you're a commodity, good luck on you know, oh, we're all the same. If you allow people to think that way and you can't break the frames, change their beliefs, yeah. Why would you say that they should spend more than that $75 mobile guy who just bought his tools on Amazon? It's going to be the same result, right? As far as they're concerned, it is. So either educate, iterate, or can't come up with another eight, but just hate, I guess. So, all right, next one, problem solving. So if you have a simple problem, you know, I had this customer come in and dot, 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 or I had a wholesale customer, you know, da, da, da. AI, tell me what I can do. What are my options to remedy this problem? It's like I said, it's just like a consultant. It's just like your little pocket pal on your computer. Okay, problem solving, very powerful. But you got to give it, once again, what? The right prompts. You got to ask it the right questions. Okay, web design. Yeah, there's AI now that will no code build you a website, flat out. Some are free, some are not. There's never been more free one-page website builders right now that you can utilize. So for any of you that don't have a website or you want to test, now is the time. My brother still does not have a website for his retail business. And he's like, I'm just going to use Yelp. And I tried to explain him how that's such a shitty idea. And he's like, well, I don't know if I'm going to spend the money. I'm like, Kevin, for $100 or for nothing, you know, you can get a pretty kick-ass website, believe it or not. You're not going to get a $3,000 website, but you're going to get something that's functional. It's going to bring you money. How does that sound? All right. So anyway, web design. Never been better. AI. Competition. Hey, AI, what should I do about a competitor that is doing X, X, Y, Z, and A, B, and C? It will give you ideas. You know, if you find yourself banging your head against the wall about a competitor or a situation, let's say you've got a mobile, speaking of dent removal, let's say you've got, in the paintless dent repair world, you've got a mobile guy that's just undercutting the shit out of you. You know, you're starting at $350 a dent, and you've got a shop, and you've got one guy that's just taking pot shots, and he's the cheap guy, and he does, let's say he does great work. Okay, what could you do? AI will tell you. AI will tell you. There's hope, and it will give you educated answers. Moving right along, we got to get through this because it's Monday, and we're getting ready to open the doors here pretty quick. As I was traveling over the weekend, and didn't get a chance due to travel time and all that to do our Sunday taping. Brand questions. Maybe you're looking to grow your brand, but you don't know. You don't. Hey, what should I do? How can I grow my brand? How can I get more brand awareness? AI. Simple. It will tell you all every kind of question you want about brand, but you have to give it the right prompts, of course. All right, moving along. Logos. I mentioned this. We had the best logo design for free. And I was banging my head against the wall. My wife's like, I hate your logo. I'm like, dang it, why? You know, not that I loved it, but it was serviceable, right? She's like, no, no, no. And then we had an idea, threw it into AI. It spit out the cookie, and there it was. You'll find that on our website soon, a new Denko logo. Okay, moving along. Offline marketing. Maybe you're like, man, I want to market off the interwebs. You know, because I want to be able to get people when they're not in front of a computer to get awareness from me. How can I do that? AI. It will give you ideas. You know, and I'm talking, it's going to be better than just, I'm going to buy 500 yard signs and loot them across the town. Nah, there's better ways there, Toby. Truly, there really is. Okay, what about video and images? Yeah, it not only will give you ideas, it can actually create video. Hell yeah. I kid you not. Let's say you're doing content and you want to have a person standing by a car, maybe talking, but it's silent. And you're going to voice over. It's a lady and you're sitting there with a clipboard, or somebody is. Or it's a real nice automotive shop, but it's not yours. It's like a dealership. But you want that scene and you don't want to have to go out and film it, you know, without permission in front of a real nice, you know, Audi Tron or whatever, those real nice auditoriums, I think they're called, right? Those real nice Audi dealership facades. Yeah, guess what? It was called DALL-E. There was one that I used. That's DALL-E. But they sunset that one. And now I forget. I think that it's just a fee now you have to pay. And it's crumbs. It's like $5 a month or $10 a month or something. And then there's Midjourney is another one. That's like a Discord you have to join. But I think it's also free. And there's tons of others. Sola, I think, is another one. There's just, if you just use Google, my friend, Google Magic, you will find there's probably dozens of image and video creation AI tools now for free. Yes, I need a clip. I want to make an image of a dog biting a car, okay? And then I'm going to talk about that's how the dent happened. A big dog bit a car, made a dent in it, and I want to use that in my content. Yeah, it can be done. If you can think of it, it can be made. Now, you may need to iterate because it might be too animated for you. The colors might not be right. You may have to change your prompts, but you'll get what you want. And never before has it been this easy. It's insane. Insane. Okay. That's it, guys. That was 11 freaking rapid fire touch points for AI, how it can help. And there's more. You know, I just whipped this thing up like whipped cream in a bowl. Because why? Because it's Monday morning and I got to get to work. I got to make some money. Why? The double why? Because we're going to be Baton Rouge headed out this next Thursday again. We're not going to see every game, but we're trying to get out for a good handful. This is their home opener. And holy shit, has it never been more important after coming off a butt kicking this last weekend. They really got to razzle themselves up. And, you know, I have a complete faith in their coach. Jay Johnson is... He's an amazing man, a great thinker, and a baseball strategist, and a leader of men. I think he's going to be fine, but you know what? They got to lay it out. They got to make it happen. They got to execute. So we're going to see what happens here this next weekend, but it should be very interesting for us. So yeah, we'll be heading out this next Thursday. I'll try to do a pod from out in Baton Rouge. Maybe my stepson Adrian, who owns a really nice salon. In Southern California. Maybe we'll get him on. So Adrian, if you're listening to this episode, get ready, because I think maybe when you and I are out in Baton Rouge, truly Baton Rouge, I know I'm just saying that just to be weird, that would be good. He can talk about growing his business and what he's thinking about doing, and it'll just give you guys a new insight. Very dynamic individual, well-spoken. I'm telling you right now, one of the best customer service and customer relations people. Just very charismatic individual. So I think if he's willing, that would be a good episode. So hopefully we can do that. I'm also talking to a couple other PDR techs. Hopefully this week, if they've got some time, you know who you are, we can get them on. I want to recap the Mobile Tech Expo with one of them, and another one, young business owner, and he's talking about expansion. He's got a bunch of different ideas. And hey, AI, we just talked about it, right? Maybe put those questions into the AI machine and see what answers are spit out on post-it notes to you. So that's it. Love you guys. Appreciate the time. Thanks for your patience for me being one day late. Please don't hate, recreate, and I'll catch you on the next SAI Service Marketing Podcast. Bye-bye for now.